How do I write? By the time I type those thrilling words, the end, it feels like the seed of my completed novel was in fact there at the outset. My latest novel, for example, started several years ago with a waking dream that came to me as I stood at the kitchen sink, tap running naturally, there's something about the sound of flowing water. Anyway, what I saw was a boy secretly following an old man through dense woods. When the old man disappeared inside a cave, the boy, after some hesitation, went in after him. I, an invisible spirit observer, was left staring at the gaping entrance, waiting for them to reappear. Neither did. What transpired inside the cave became a pivotal scene that ultimately drove the novel's narrative engine. In hindsight, I don't have the sense that the whole intricate story grew or developed from those initial images. Rather, it felt as if, Hansel and Gretel-like, I was following a trail of crumbs, starting at that point in the narrative and gathering clues as I went along. The birth of stories, as opposed to their shaping and structuring, is both intriguing and mysterious. Mysterious because the strongest ideas so often arrive uninvited, unexpected, out of nowhere, a gift. A friend likens her creative process to an amnesiac painstakingly piecing together forgotten fragments. Writers refer to the seed of an idea, the germ of a novel. Henry James talked about a donné. Nabokov described the throb of a nascent story. It's tempting to believe that stories are born, complete with their resolution, and that the writer's role, a siphon or creator, is to reveal it. Barry Unsworth, sculptor protagonist in Stone Virgin, perceived a perfect form, his life's work, contained within a block of marble which he knew he had to carve out. Fiction is a compelling mix of the true and the made up, and, as we all know, there's a fine line between the two. Ian Forster wrote about the necessity of the reader suspending his disbelief. It is equally necessary that the writer suspends hers during the process of writing. Just as research, aside from any question of historical accuracy, can help bolster the illusion that fiction is fact, I'm talking from the writer's perspective here, the belief that the story is other rather than something which the writer has expended effort on is somehow helpful and encouraging. Without underestimating the importance and skill of editing and rewriting, for me, the most precious and ultimately satisfying aspect of writing is receiving the images and words that give birth to stories. They emerge, as it were, from behind a veil at those moments when the conscious mind is not willfully pursuing an idea, when, to a lesser or greater degree, it has relinquished control. We all have our favourite occupations for encouraging the flow of ideas. In my case, it's taking a shower, going on a train journey, or standing at the kitchen sink. It's part of the process, and all the more satisfying for being out of my control.